Ray Foley on Today FM.
I didn't see Wicked yet. Everyone, my whole position with Wicked from the outset has been, I'm not going to go and watch part one because it's only the first half of Wicked, of the Wicked story. And it's, what, 2.5 hours long. Part one. I'm going to wait until the next one is out and then I'll watch the both of them at the same weekend. A lot of people were of the same view and a lot of people went to see Wicked and cried.
I'm being told it's way better than you might expect. It's supposed to be really good.
Did anyone go see Wicked over the weekend? 0874-100-102. And are you holding space with Wicked now? This is the video, this is the holding space video.
This week people are taking the lyrics of Defying Gravity and really holding space with that.
I haven't a clue what holding space means. What does holding space mean, JP?
According to Forbes, Ray, holding space means witnessing and validating the emotional state of another person. Or it could mean that you're inspired and empowered by a thing that's holding space for you.
And feeling power in that.
I didn't know that that was happening.
Mm. I've seen it, yeah.
That's
yeah, wow.
Really powerful.
Powerful, yeah.
That's why I wanted.
We're crying now. We're all crying. Oh, it's happening.
I've seen it on a couple posts. I don't know how widespread, but, you know, I am in queer media, so that's my,
that's really cool.
Yeah.
Guys, we're all holding space. I thought holding space was like ringing the restaurant and saying, I'll be there in 15 minutes. and Wicked. People getting upset watching Wicked. There's your, where was your man? This is people holding space.
This week, people are taking the lyrics of Defying Gravity and really holding space with that. Mm.
Not are they? They are. Yeah, they are. I saw like two videos. There was your man crying.
It was okay.
did you see it? 0874-100-102. Abby in Wicklow says, hi Ray, I saw Wicked twice over the weekend. That's nearly 6 hours of Wicked.
Wow.
It's brilliant. I'm totally biased because I've loved Wicked for about a decade, says Abby. Let me call my Abby guy. Get a proper review of this thing over.
It's ringing.
Cause I like pies defying gravity.
Actually uncanny. Really, really good.
Are you enchanted now by my wickedness, Abby?
It was absolutely fabulous. Fabulous.
Were you a Wicked fan already?
Yeah. Oh. I saw it years and years ago on Broadway, mind you.
Oh, get your woman.
I know. And then about three times since then. So I saw it first about probably 12 years ago.
See, you saw it on Broadway. Did you see it touring then since, or where did you see it?
So they've been to the Borgosh recently. This year, saw it then, and saw it in London about a month ago, and saw it once in the Borgosh again years ago when they came.
Wow, fair play.
Yeah.
My reservation about it from the outset, like I say, has been that it's only half the story.
So
what are people, without spoilers necessarily, Abby, what are people getting so excited and emotional about?
It's just really, really good. So obviously the stage show, if you've seen it, you know the story, so that's that, but I'll say nothing. It's they just flesh it out so well, and like, because if you've seen it on the stage, you're far away, you can't see their faces, so it's, you know, exaggerated and very, you know, animated, whereas on the in the film it was just more subtle and just really, it dragged you into it, you felt like you were in it. It was just brilliant.
Wow. Can I read Anna Grande act?
She was actually perfect.
Really?
If you're asking me, I just thought she was brilliant because she has the voice, we knew that. Yeah. And the character she plays is just, she's a brilliant character. She's so goofy and so fun and sort of just like a proper princess. And she's just great. I thought she was brilliant.
See, my thing then is like, because, you know, the way these things are plotted out, it doesn't come to the crescendo or the emotional peak until towards the end of the story. So did they change it in some way to give you some sort of a payoff or emotional connection in the first half for this? Like, I know,
Definitely.
Of course, that song happens just before the break or the interval or the intermission.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
It is in the case of the film, definitely. Right. The way they do it, they really ramp up to it. They really build it up throughout the whole film. And it kind of, it does feel like you're given some sort of a mini resolution,
okay,
I guess.
Right. Yeah,
because it's kind of, I suppose, what they were going for, obviously, if they're going to be in two parts.
They're saying it's going to be like the same time next year. So full year to the next one.
I know.
So you're not going to, you don't know, well, you're lucky enough you've seen it three times, you know what happens next.
Yeah.
But for the rest of us ticks, we're just going to have to be hanging around for the next 12 months.
A little bit. I suppose if you've seen The Wizard of Oz enough times, you can maybe put
it
together.
You know how it pans out.
Bit.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, we do know.
But you don't have all the songs. There's so many beautiful songs coming up in the next one and everything.
Yeah, so we can look forward to that. Have you been holding space all, aside from watching Wicked?
The whole time. Right. I actually can't watch that video the whole time. Way through, it's so cringy.
Well, listen, thanks so much for taking the call. Thanks for the review.
No bother at all. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Abby. Bye.
Ray Foley on Today FM.